The Avudram is also sensitive to the fact that when we say in the Amida, Omevigayel, it's in the present tense and he brings the redemption. Says Avudram, this is in the present. And it's referring to the past and it's referring to the future. Meaning every single day, Hashem is Goymel Chesed. He treats us with loving kindness. Vazeichachas de'avais, he remembers the Chesed of the Avais of the forefathers, and brings redemption to their children. He redeemed us from Egypt. Bizchis, the fact that we were the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And he redeems us every single day. And in the future, he'll redeem us as well. The Baal HaTanya explains that what is this Gael in the present? Hashem is constantly being Gaya. There's a constant Gili of Elikus at every moment and at every time. There's a revelation of godliness. Because every single time Jewish people get up and daven, there's a Bechina of Geula Baruchnias. We're living in a space of redemption. Bichlalis Nishmais Yisrael, the combined connection of all the souls of the Jewish people, which is the Inyan of Ha'arah of Mashiach, it's the joining together of the Jewish people. When we daven, we live in a different space. We're existing on a spiritual plane. And therefore, on a spiritual level, every time we daven, we're standing in the space of Mashiach. Maybe it means we're in a place of unity. We're in a place of clarity. We're in a place of safety. A place of security. Umei v'gayel, every time we daven, for those moments, we're existing in a bechina of Yemos HaMashiach. This idea is really expounded on by the Sfas Emes, who says, yeah, even when we're in Galus, and even when Hashem seems distant and he seems far away, and we're living in Galus and we're in exile, and everything seems so dark and so difficult, there's what he calls a Nekudah Genuzah Mimenu Yisbarach. There's a hidden place, hidden stored away place of Hashem. We tap into that. And through that the Geula comes. This is a clarity of Emunah, even in the most difficult of times. And through this, we can daven for Geula right now. Because ultimately, what's Tefillah about? Tefillah is about Gilui Kvodi Yisbarach. Everything's included in that. The revelation of Hashem's name. Everything that we daven for in Shemayin Esrei ultimately can boil down to that. Gilui Kvodi Yisbarach. And isn't that exactly what Yemos HaMashiach is? Yemos HaMashiach is where everyone understands the reality of Hashem's existence, the implications of Hashem's existence. So again, that means when we daven, we're living in a place, in the space of Geula. And Shem Yishmol explains, again, this is all from the Chassidus Torah. This Geula on an ongoing basis is for all the forces of evil that run after us to destroy us spiritually, to destroy us mentally. And the Kodesh Baruch is there for us. As the Gemara says, L'malei Kodesh Baruch Hu Yo'izel Ha'ein Yachal, the only way we can survive spiritually, emotionally, mentally, is with Hashem being there for us, saving us against the forces of evil. So understand that when we daven as part of a tzibur, we exist in a space of Geula every single day on an ongoing basis. When we daven, we're safe. When we daven, we're connected. When we daven, we're literally living the dream of Geula.